Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier. Game on. Racing.
Dave Keena, you're welcome. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
What was Ballydoyle like this morning with 50 or 60 invited guests down for Irish Champions weekend?
It's like Christmas morning, you know?
Yeah.
It's a bit of magic. I suppose we're used to it from the point of view that you go down and you go through the drill and you see the horses and you see them doing their routine canters. But I've never, in all my years going down there, seen any horses work.
Okay.
Because when you go in, they canter up the wood chip and they do their routine canter. But we saw the horses working today, and that was...
You put a video magical up on Twitter, which for anybody who hasn't seen it, we're going to retweet it from the Game On account, but it's magical doing a bit of work. And you were sitting in the front seat beside Aidan O'Brien, yeah, as she's galloping along. At full stretch. I mean, yeah, it's just phenomenal to see. The lads, I showed it to the lads before we came in there.
Yeah, I suppose it puts it into perspective as to what these horses do every day.
Yeah.
And we kind of take it for granted, and we kind of don't really see this. As I said, you'd see them doing the routine canters, but to see a filly like her, and I suppose if Enable wasn't around, she'd be the best filly about at the moment.
Mm.
And to see her doing her thing today. Peter Maloney was in the Jeep as well, and Peter... his dad is Martin Maloney, the famous jockey in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
And Peter was there and his chin was on the ground, and Peter said that was a bigger thrill as he's ever gotten in racing.
Just to see...
For him to say that,
yeah,
that said it all, you know.
And to see the pace as well, that the truck is going and that she is going as well. And just when she got a little squeeze, she just took off.
Yeah. My one reservation, thing that I was a little bit annoyed about, that I didn't look down and see how fast she was going.
Yeah, but what do you reckon? What do you reckon, roughly?
She probably was going about 40 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour.
Yeah, easily.
Maybe.
Easily.
But it felt like that in the Jeep anyway.
Yeah, no, incredible. It's an operation. You just sometimes... You wonder how Aidan O'Brien keeps track of everything, because there's so many horses between the juveniles and obviously the more experienced as well. But... Champions Weekend, he's a huge fan of it. I mean, it's a brilliant initiative, by the way, by HRI, for anyone who's been looking to go the last couple of years. And he's got some superstars who are going to line up this year.
Yeah, magical. She's going to run probably in the Champion Stakes.
Yeah.
Maybe Japan. Hermosa is going to rock up in the Matron Stakes. A few of these are going to go to York next week. And
okay.
Then York will sort them out. But basically, all of the principal Irish horses will feature that weekend.
Yeah.
And the international horses will travel as well.
Which is
and
great.
They travel because the prize money is good. And like, we all love sport, and we all love to see that the best taking on the best. And that weekend, you do see the best taking on the best. Like Roaring Lion, he won the race last year. Kind of, I don't know whether it'd be fair to say he kick-started Russian Murphy's career.
Yeah.
But he won the Champion Stakes last year. Great success for him. Mm. And he's kind of followed on from that. But like Frankie's won it. Yeah. All the greats have won the Champion Stakes, but it's a kind of a Dublin day out in Leopardstown on the Saturday evening, and then you're rocking down to the Curragh.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to dilute the racing, but I think the Champions race that they've staged now, where McCoy's coming out of retirement, Ruby, Joseph, Charlie Swan, they're
incredible.
They're there for
the
race for cancer alongside the Group 1.
Liam Oakes' cousin is Jamie Codds, who people will know, the master of bumpers, and of course the brilliant win on Envoy LN as well in Cheltenham last year. And I'm excited to see what he can do over hurdles. But I just want to play a clip about Aidan O'Brien. Maybe the Aidan O'Brien that we don't get to hear so often. We're speaking to Dave today, and he got a few minutes on your own with him, and you asked him outside of racing, first of all, to talk about Shane Leary and his recent win at the Open Championship. This is what he had to say.
Oh no, absolutely, we were listening to it. It was unbelievable. Special for everybody, and listen, for everybody working day in day out, and to have that to look forward to, and to appreciate the man when he's there. Obviously he's an unbelievably talented fella, and a lovely fella at that, which is great. Very close to everybody's heart, and I think it was incredible for us all, and incredible for him and his family and everybody involved, really.
And do you still take an interest in Manchester United and the soccer side of things?
We do. We watch all the soccer, we watch the GAA, and we watch all the sports, really. And I think sport is so important to every human being, because it gives everybody a little bit of an escape in their mind. They can go there, something to look forward to when you're sitting down watching the telly, or if you get a chance to go to those matches and to read about the people and the players and to see them. And I think it's mentally, I think it's so important for everyone, sport, and for spectators as well.
And do you ever get to see them live?
Not much, I don't. No, obviously I don't get much time. But like, I, like love watching them on telly. Like obviously when we get time, it's kind of only hours at a time you get, and like you wouldn't have the time rarely to get to, you'd have to take a morning off to go to the most of those things, and we wouldn't be able to do that. But we would look forward to the afternoon being able to watch it, and then that's a little bit of an escape for a few hours.
And Sunday, of course, it's All-Ireland Sunday. You're training in Tipperary. Your son is training at Kilkenny. You're a Wexford man. You obviously follow the game pretty closely. How do you think it's going to go?
I know, sure, listen, it's really unbelievable, really. It's obviously, there's great rivalry here between Tipperary and Kilkenny, and like two great teams, great people involved in them and managing them and controlling them. And I think everyone gets such a kick out of it. I think it's so good. Like, obviously, it's very, very hard one to call, but it's going to be some match.
It's great to hear him just express the interest in other sports, because we know that he eats, lives, sleeps, breathes horse racing, as Davey does with the hurling, but he does have a very general knowledge as well about other sports.
As he said, it's great escapism for him. But the thing about racing is, and Liam would know, that effectively racing 7 days a week. You get the odd Sunday off.
So the horses need attention every day, like.
Well, if you're looking after them, but if you're going racing on top of that, he has to look after them, and then you're going racing on top of that, and we get the odd Sunday off. So it is, you know, it's a very all-encompassing game. There is very little time out, but it was kind of nice to ask him these kind of things about, you know, what interest do you have outside of racing?
Yeah.
I knew that he had an interest in Man U, and obviously then with Shane, and he just follows sports, you know. I just think he just loves sport. He just loves a bit of live action.
It's the way he carries himself here. We've said it numerous times, but he's just so classy, and the whole family, everyone,
whole family are, Joseph, Donegal,
just like, it's and it can be overstated at times, like, and people might think, oh, you're only saying that and you're close to the race and whatever. He's unbelievable, like the operation that he's running, yet he still has time for everybody in the whole place. Like, it's amazing. Yeah.
Jeremy Manuza just texted in saying there was an argument made by Johnny Mullen in the Racing Post some time ago that the Saturday card for Leopardstown should swap with the Curra Sunday card. Definitely agree. More Group 1s in Leopardstown. Granted, Leopardstown was always on a Saturday, but is a discussion still. Yeah, I can see the merits in it. I mean, it is what it is at the moment.
I'm from Dublin, and I'm living in Meath over 20 years, which is great from a football point of view. But Saturday was always, excuse me, the evening that the Dubs went out.
Yeah.
And Sunday was the day that people from the country went out. So I think they actually have the balance right.
Yeah.
The key is trying to get the right prize money, and the right prize money will get the right horses there. Mm. And when you have Aidan saying, I'm going to stack the deck here, I'm going to bring as many of my good horses as I can.
Brilliant.
Godolphin are going to bring their horses over, you know, a couple of French horses. It to me, it's all about sport and trying to capture the magic of sport and capture a bit of competition. And I'd encourage people who wouldn't even have an interest in it. Yeah. I love hurling, and I love going to see it when I can. But this is an opportunity for people to go and see the best compete.
Absolutely. That's brilliant. You're into your horses. You have to be, really, don't you?
Yeah, and just on the Champions weekend, it's a great weekend out. Super. I haven't got to go up the last couple of years because I generally have club championship on that weekend. But I remember, I think, 2009, See the Stars. He was the best three-year-old in the world at the time. And it was really, I was there occasion to see him. I think Fame and Glory and Mastercraft, man, they're round the bend, and see the Stars
Mick
kick up and win
back.
Six. It was really unbelievable. And as I said, he was the best three-year-old in the world, and to be there that day in Dublin to watch him was special.
Yeah, I'm going up Leopardstown on Saturday. I'm definitely going to be there. I might even drag you with me. We might have an old pint or two.
I'll be there.
I heard your tips weren't too good in the last
No, listen, Dave, don't never ask me for tips. You know that. The only ones I give are dead.
Only go racing with you for the crack.
Yeah, exactly.
Forget about
expect
racing
to win money. Right, okay, we have a final 30 second ad. Dave, thanks so much for that, appreciate it.
Very welcome.
And Champions Weekend, highly recommended this year. Go along, the Curra on the Sunday and Leopardstown on the Saturday. Andrew O'Connor produced tonight. Annie DuPere is the BCO. Liam Oak, have a great rest of the club season, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks,
you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Game on 2FM, weekdays from 6.